Woke mob rages after J.K. Rowling boards HBO Max Harry Potter series. By Paul Bois on April 13, 2023. Wokesters have already let their hate be known after reports confirmed HBO Max greenlit a new Harry Potter series based on the books by British author J.K. Rowling, who has been stalwart in her defiance of transgender radicalism. According to The Hollywood Reporter, THR, the new series from HBO Max will cast new leads and include far more detail from the seven novels, which were often rather truncated in their previous adaptations into Warner Brothers feature films. Rowling will be involved in the series as an executive producer, though she will not have total control over the show's writing room. When acknowledging her involvement, Casey Bloys, chairman and CEO of HBO and Max Content, said the company has no plans to get into or address Rowling's political views and will instead be focused on bringing Harry Potter to a new generation. J.K. is an executive producer, and her insights will be helpful. We are in the Harry Potter business. The TV show is new and exciting, but we've been in the Harry Potter business for 20 years, this isn't a new decision. We're comfortable being in the Potter business. J.K. is a very online conversation, said Bloys. It's very nuanced and complicated and not something we're going to get into. Our priority is what's on screen. The Harry Potter story is incredibly affirmative and positive about love and acceptance. And that's our priority, what's on the screen, Bloys added. The refusal on the part of Bloys to acknowledge Rowling's opposition to transgender radicalism angered woke leftists who quickly characterized it as a capitulation on Twitter. This faithful adaptation of Harry Potter, announced with absolutely bullshit craven disdain for Rowling's political impact, is bad, wrote Vulture critic Catherine Van Arendonk. If you interview an actor or filmmaker or executive involved with the Harry Potter TV show and don't lead with a question about J.K. Rowling leading a hate group, you're done. Over, out of the art club, wrote reporter Sean T. Collins. We don't want any new Harry Potter content if noted transphobe J.K. Rowling is involved, tweeted Out Magazine. Rowling celebrated the news of having her books faithfully adapted for a new audience. Max's commitment to preserving the integrity of my books is important to me, and I'm looking forward to being part of this new adaptation, which will allow for a degree of depth and detail only afforded by a long-form television series, she said. As John Nolte of Breitbart News previously profiled, HBO Max tapping Rowling for a second go-around was just one more indication of woke cancel culture's loosening grip on entertainment. To her eternal credit, Rowling has refused to back down, Nolte wrote. Had she taken even a tiny step back, the bullies would have buried her. Rowling hasn't. She has stood her ground admirably and forced people to choose between her science and decency or the other side's fascistic lunacy. Now the tide has turned in her favor. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021 after a four-year run at The Daily Wire. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on Tubi or rented at Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms, as well as on Truth Social at Paul Bois Breitbart.